As I said, this evening we are going to look at commitment to a new standard in our Christian lives. Our life has changed. It's a new life. It's a different life. We saw that we were sinners. Sinners in need of salvation. And God's Holy Spirit led us through to confess that we were sinners and to repent of it and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and put our faith and our trust in him. Tonight we are going to look at the ongoing faith in our lives. You see, it's so easy to say, yes, I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I've turned to him in faith. But that's not just a one-off action. Faith is an ongoing part of our lives, part of our Christian lives. We need to continue walking in faith. There's a very interesting verse in Psalm number 68. It goes like this. In the AV it says this, Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands to God. In the English Standard Version, it translates it like this, Cush, and that's the same as Ethiopia, Cush shall hasten to stretch out her hands to God. The NIV reduces it a bit in words. The NIV says, Cush will submit herself to God. It's a willingness to submit ourselves to God. It's a commitment. It's a commitment. When a small child becomes fearful, what does he or she do when she's with her parents? A small child stretches out their hands to their parent to be lifted up. How often have we seen a small child in need of help? Perhaps they're insecure. Perhaps they've fallen and hurt themselves. And they want mummy, they want daddy. And their immediate reaction is to put out their hands, stretching to the source of security that they know. The arms of their parents. There's an old story, and you've probably heard of this before, but it's worth repeating. The city of Pompeii had been buried by a great volcanic eruption. Much of it was totally destroyed. When the ruins were being excavated, many years later, the pathetic form of a little child was discovered with two arms stretched out in mute appeal to the mother who was vainly struggling to reach the spot to rescue the child. They were just a few feet apart. The child was reaching out to its mother. The mother was seeking the child to rescue it. When they were overcome by the ashes of that volcano. How moving are those two outstretched hands? And I think there can be an even better picture, more vivid a picture of what faith means. We're stretching out our hands to God. The man and woman who trusts in God is making an acknowledgement that she or him are insufficient of themselves. Faith is empty-handed. It stretches out in humble admission of poverty. The hymn writer Toplady puts it like this, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to your cross I cling." So simple, such simple words, but just think of the meaning there. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Spurgeon was once greatly criticized by a number of folks in his congregation because he constantly in his prayers and in his sermons spoke about coming to God in this way. And they criticized him. They said, look, you keep on telling us this. We don't need to know any further. You've told us it. Don't keep on repeating it. But Spurgeon was very quick to reply. He said he had to speak to God like this in his prayers and to remind his congregation, for it was always true. It was always true. Nothing in my hand I bring. Real faith in Jesus Christ is empty-handed. So long as we cling to some thought of doing something for ourselves by way of obtaining salvation, or so long as we try to hold on to some sin, or stubbornly cling to some brave resolution by which we hope to work our passage, we do not truly come to God in faith. Our faith is based on our repentance. And repentance means that we have a complete change of mind about ourselves. Once we trusted in ourselves, but when we repent, we empty ourselves of our trust in ourselves and we turn to God in repentance. We give up all confidence in our own righteousness. And we now look to God's grace, his saving grace, to see us through. But you know, it's not easy, is it, to come to God in an empty-handed way? And we're so slow to do it. So slow. And Paul wrote this about the Jewish people. He wrote to the Roman church in chapter 10 of his letter, and he says this, "For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God," talking about the Jews, "but their zeal is not based on knowledge, since they did not know the righteousness that comes from God and sought to establish their own. They did not submit to God's righteousness." Yes, the Jewish nation was very zealous for God, but they trusted in themselves. They sought to establish themselves. They didn't submit to God. They trusted in their own zeal, in their own efforts. Now we must beware that we don't fall into that same trap. You know, it's so easy, isn't it, to put the trust in what we're doing, what we're achieving. But we need to empty ourselves and to put ourselves in the hand of God. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, spoke of himself coming to a position where he said, "I have no confidence in the flesh." No confidence in the flesh. In saying that, he means that he no longer relies in his own good deeds. Not even his very best religious activities. Remember that when Paul uses that word flesh on an occasion like this, it stands for what a man is apart from the life of the Holy Spirit within him. Paul says in this chapter in Philippians that if anybody could boast, he would have good grounds to boast, and he listed his life's position as a Jew, as a devout Jew, as a Pharisee. He was the most religious of Jews. But he realized that that was not what it should be. His religiousness was not an entrance to heaven. His religiousness would let him down, would fail him. He needed to put his faith and his trust in the Son of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, in his Sermon on the Mount, says this. He says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Faith, therefore, is very humble. Some people are too proud, aren't they, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. They want to trust in themselves. They think they can do it. They want to go it alone. They want to work their own passage, we say. Do you remember when Naaman came and he had that leprosy, and he was told by the prophet to go and to wash in the river Jordan? And he protested at going to wash, but he was persuaded by his servants to do it. And he did it, and he was cleansed. Faith and the spirit of pride are at opposite ends of the spectrum. Faith simply asks with outstretched, empty hands an answer to our needs. Faith knows its needs and it takes what God has to offer. Have you reached out to God in faith? And are you doing that day by day and moment by moment? Have you reached out to receive that gift of salvation? You know, it's so easy just to think these things and to say these things. But have you actually committed yourself to reaching out in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ? Through the Apostle John in Revelation, the Lord says to us, "Let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life." Let him take. We come to the Lord Jesus Christ in faith. We commit ourselves to him, and we take what he offers to us, salvation. The psalmist once said, "How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me?" Then he answers his own question, Psalm 116. He says, "I will lift up or take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord." Do we call on the name of the Lord? Do we take the cup of salvation that the Lord Jesus Christ offers to us? Or do we still want to cling on to our own so-called goodness, our own righteousness, which is as filthy rags in the sight of God? Faith is not just a mental assent. It's more than saying, I believe it's true. It's more than a mere belief. For as Jesus says, even the devils believe and tremble. But they have no commitment. They have no trust, no faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is that personal trust. It's real. It's earnest committal of yourself to Christ. Calvin once said, Faith brings a man empty to God, that he may be filled with the blessings of God. He also said on another occasion, faith is not a distant view, but a warm embrace of Jesus Christ. Is faith distant to you? Is it a distant view of Christ? Oh, you say, yes, I've got faith, I'm a Christian, I've got faith, but is it a real faith? Is it a faith that brings you empty-handed to God, that he may fill you with his blessings? Or are you still relying upon self? A schoolboy was once asked by his Sunday school teacher to say what he believed faith was. And this was his answer. Believing what ain't. Believing what ain't. Of course, it's nothing of the sort, is it? Faith, as the writer to the Hebrews puts it in chapter 11, faith is the being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. In committing ourselves to God, in faith, we are proving the realities of God's promises. It's a venture. It's a launching out. There's a story told of a sports teacher who received a note once from a parent. He was going to take the class to the swimming baths for swimming. And a boy produced a note from his parents to say, please do you mind if my son does not go to the baths until he can swim? How could he swim unless he goes to the baths and learns how to swim? How can we have faith unless we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, who can give us that faith that we need? We need to come to him in full commitment. He will support us. He will keep us. He will give us what we need as a Christian to walk with him in faith. Moses said, underneath are the everlasting arms. Our God bears us up. As we come to him in faith and trust, he bears us up. He upholds us. He keeps us so that our feet do not slip. And our feet can so easily slip. We can so easily start trusting in ourselves. But our faith has to be ongoing. Yes, we initially come to him in faith. We commit our lives to him. But that's not just one off. It's an ongoing, day by day, progress in the Christian life. A moment by moment, committing of ourselves to God, relying upon him, putting our faith in him. Our faith must be directed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Real faith is a real relationship with him. If you're a true believer, if you're really trusting, then you have a great belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. That close relationship. You're walking with him. He's promised he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's with us all the time. Do we realize that? So often we stray away, don't we? So often we go it alone. But the Lord's there. He's there for us to take hold of him. Yes, he'll never let go of us. But you know, there is an action on our part, as it were, to establish and keep our faith in him as his Holy Spirit gives us the strength. Do you know the Lord himself? Do you speak with him daily in prayer, asking him to strengthen your faith? You know, we can cover a range of things in our praying. We can pray for all manner of things. But do we pray for our own personal walk with the Lord? Do we ask the Lord to increase our faith in him? It's important that we do. And he's ready and he's willing to give us the spiritual strength to have faith in him. He loves us and gave himself for us. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to love him because he first loved us. Do we seek to know more and more about the Lord Jesus Christ day by day? Are we reading God's word intelligently? Or do we just read it in a routine fashion? So easily done. There's the passage, 5 or 6 verses. There's the notes and we read the notes. And it's finished. It's done. We've done our duty for the day. Or do we read God's word and let it sink into our hearts and minds? Do we pray over it? Do we read it and say, what is it saying to me? How do I apply this to my life? How do I walk with God today as a result of what I've just read? And do we take it and apply it, asking him to help us? Yes, the notes might help us, might guide us. But you know, when we come to God's word prayerfully, it is through his word that he speaks to our hearts. So do we meditate upon it? Do we feed upon it? It's our spiritual food. If we want to grow in faith, let us feed ourselves with the word of God. We must beware, though, that we do not place just knowledge of the word of God with faith. It's so easy, isn't it not, to have a head knowledge but not a heart's knowledge. You know, there are many theologians in our universities, in our colleges, who know all about the Bible and can quote passages of Scripture and can talk about the whole Bible, but they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a head knowledge. A number of years ago, Irving Steggles and myself had to counsel a man who came along to us when we were at church at Ladyfield Church. And this man knew the scriptures. He could quote passage after passage after passage. And he used to throw this at us. But all the time, Irving and myself had to get him to realize that it wasn't the fact of what he knew as to his personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Putting his faith in the Lord Jesus. Trusting him for salvation. Having repented of his sin. Faith is an ongoing thing in our lives. Let us make sure that we stretch out our arms to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're like that little child. Yes, things will happen in our lives that can cause us problems and difficulties, cause us hurt, cause us all manner of problems. Do we try and solve those in our own strength? Or do we turn with outstretched arms to the Lord Jesus Christ and seek his face, and seek his help, and ask him to fill us with his faith, that we might walk with him day by day? Yes, there will be difficulties. Yes, there will be problems. But when we are walking with him, he will see us through. This afternoon, I was talking to the elderly folk there at the Leonora home. It was their Remembrance Sunday service. You know, and as I looked round that room at these elderly folks, each one of them would have a story to tell. Each one would tell you the way in which, at some point, they were converted. Some, yes, as they were children. Some, yes, when they were in their 20s and their 30s. Some even I knew there who were only were converted in their 50s. But each one could testify that having put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, they found in him all that they needed. They reached out to him with outstretched arms, and he gathered them in, and he put them on the rock. Dear friends, faith is something that is important in our lives. It's ongoing. It's ongoing. It's not just a once-off. Let us pray, each one, that we will learn to reach out in faith, day by day, to our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.